This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, March 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. EU begins trade deal ratification process. Greer says Canada lags on USMCA review, and Cesar Chavez abuse allegations. The International Trade Committee and the European Parliament voting today on a trade pact with the U.S., secured last year in Turnberry, Scotland. The agreement has faced a bumpy road to get to this point. An earlier vote was delayed after President Trump threatened new tariffs on European countries, that over Greenland. The committee will take up the deal with some important proposed amendments, including a sunrise clause that makes Europe's commitments conditional on the U.S. sticking to the deal. Committee Chair Bernd Lange also included a sunset clause to the end of the deal shortly in 2028 and protections for EU industries. Lange will lead the delegation of European Parliament lawmakers to Washington after the vote, according to Politico EU. They'll probably want assurances the Section 122 tariffs will not go up to 15%, as President Trump has indicated, that former U.S. trade negotiator Wendy Cutler told AgriPulse this week. Further, she said they'll want confirmation that even with the new Section 301 investigations, that the tariff rates, and particularly that 15% tariff ceiling they negotiated, will remain intact. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer said Canada is behind Mexico on its preparations for the forthcoming U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement Review. The triennial review is set to formally begin in July, but officials from the U.S. and Mexico met this week for bilateral talks on the free trade deal ahead of it. With Mexico, we're already at a stage of some formal talks, Greer said on Fox Business yesterday. Canada is behind on this. In a statement, USTR said Greer met with Mexico Economy Minister Marcelo Ebrard yesterday to discuss rules of origin and how the countries can ensure USMCA benefits are limited to the deal's participants. The two sides agreed that technical teams would meet regularly ahead of July to move discussions forward and determine deliverables. U.S. relations with Canada have been a bit frostier than those with Mexico since President Trump returned to office. Although both faced higher tariffs, the Canadian government retaliated while Mexico did not. Ontario's government also hit back on an ad denouncing tariffs last year, sparking further ire from President Trump. Allegations of sexual abuse by the late Cesar Chavez grew yesterday as a well-known labor leader, Dolores Huerta, said she was a victim of the legendary farm worker advocate. Huerta, who co-founded the United Farm Workers Union with Chavez, said in a statement that she had two separate sexual encounters with him. In the first, she said she was manipulated and pressured into having sex with him. In the second, she was forced against her will and in an environment where I felt trapped. She wrote, "I have kept this secret long enough. My silence ends here." Huerta's statement was released Tuesday after the New York Times published a years-long investigation detailing claims that Chavez raped and sexually abused women and minors, including Huerta, during his time as a labor leader. Huerta told the newspaper she had borne two of Chavez's children and arranged for them to be raised by others. The United Farm Workers Union and Cesar Chavez Foundation have withdrawn from planned events celebrating this year. Other celebrations have been canceled in cities across the U.S. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs said her state would not recognize this year's holiday. It falls on March 31st. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has also canceled Cesar Chavez Day celebrations in his state. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Farmers took to the halls of Congress yesterday to pitch a message on the importance of federal funding support for sustainability practices like cover cropping, no-till, and smart fertilizer use. Representative Dusty Johnson is on board. South Dakota Republican said he had a light bulb moment after meeting with producers from South Dakota, Iowa, and Colorado. These are things that they can choose to do, not things they are done to them, but investments they make with the American taxpayer to improve water quality, reduce water usage, improve soil health, and improve the balance sheet of the men and women who feed this world, Johnson said at a Capitol Hill reception hosted by the groups Invest in Our Land. Invest in Our Land announced a volunteer network of farmers focusing on expanding U.S. regenerative ag initiatives. So far, 115 producers from 15 states have joined. The conservation advocacy group also is calling for attention to a recent report from the USDA's Office of the Inspector General showing the agency's conservation office has lost 22% of its staff compared to a year ago. Nebraska Agriculture Department Director Sherry Venton says livestock losses from fires that have burned through the central and western parts of the state so far appear to be minimal. But, she says, producers still face a significant forage loss that will make feeding livestock difficult. In an interview with AgriPulse yesterday, Venton said she hasn't heard many reports of loss to livestock, which she attributes to ranchers' work protecting them from the fire. She estimated between 35,000 and 40,000 cows will likely need new places to graze. She added that it could take a significant amount of time for grasses to recover following the fires, particularly in the state's Sandhills region. Here's today's final word. When it comes to a tariff on or trade, you can't necessarily have a tariff modified and have that underlying fundamentals of the situation. And frankly, with fertilizers, we don't have and haven't had tariffs on fertilizers for quite a while. But we're watching that very closely as a broader economic team to make sure that farmers can get what they need. That USTR, Jameson Greer, on the impacts of tariff adjustments on fertilizer. The administration exempted several fertilizers from many of the emergency tariffs in November, replaced those exemptions, the new global tariff. Phosphate fertilizers from Morocco and Russia are still subject to countervailing duties, which are managed by the Commerce Department. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, March 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmers Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.